Hey there, friends. It's Nick. It's episode 220 of the Story Hacker podcast. And it's just us today. It's Saturday. Thank you for listening. This is really just for people who subscribed. I'm not putting this one out on social media. And let's talk a little bit about principles. Because yesterday, if you heard yesterday's podcast, you'll have heard me talk about how the manifesto I wrote and the kind of the core of what I'm doing, helping people tell better stories to get better lives, allowed me on Thursday to kind of, well, I was going to say make a decision, but actually it took the decision away, I suppose, in a good way. And that's a principle, right? That's a principle of the business I'm building. I'm here to help people tell better stories to get better lives, okay? And one of the things that does is that sits quite high up the decision tree, right? And it allows me to sort of fend off or get rid of a whole load of other smaller decisions that you know, might possibly be made. So I want to talk a little bit about principles. And very often we give these things an ethical dimension when we talk about principles. But, you know, if you go back as far as the Stoics, you know, probably a lot farther than that, but that's just the one that springs to mind. You know, there's principles of Stoicism which allow you to deal with the world. So the one that I've talked about before that I carry with me all the time is this idea that it's not the events that get you, it's the way you react to events. And that's something that allows me to defend myself, I suppose, against a lot of angst, a lot of emotion and anxiety, and it just stops me worrying about all these things that I can't change. That's a principle, right? And, you know, these days, I mean, there are various people who talk about them. Ray Dalio, of course, wrote a book about principles in business, which is a really interesting read. And essentially, I think, you know, the way I think about it is that these things sit sort of fairly high up the value stream. So, for example, in the agency in Semantic, I developed fairly early on a set of principles about the kind of people I wanted to work with, or alternatively, the kind of people I didn't want to work with. And that allowed me to avoid some difficult decisions. I don't know whether I've talked about it on this podcast, but, you know, back in the kind of the dot-com days, one guy offered me, he said, "I'll make you a millionaire if you come and work for me." I was working with him as a kind of consultant. He said, "I'll make you a millionaire." And one of the principles I set for myself, I suppose, pretty early on is that if I wasn't feeling comfortable about doing business with someone, I wouldn't do business with someone, whatever the upside, potential upside. And this guy didn't make me comfortable, so I said no, and thank goodness I did. I think he went to jail. Anyway, that's another story. But the point is that principles make things easy for you. So if you're running a business or you're building a personal brand, it's really helpful to go back to these kind of core things and say, what do I believe? How can I make my life easier? And I had another example of this yesterday. Well, I had the possibility of some work, and obviously we're living in a time at the moment where we don't know what's going to happen. And actually, I would say one of the consequences of that is the lure of money, you know, is more powerful than usual, because, you know, you never know, is the phone going to stop ringing, metaphorically speaking. But here I am, I've developed this sort of foundation principle of my business, right? Which is that I help people tell better stories so they can get better lives. And yesterday, I had this opportunity come up to do some work which wouldn't have done that, because the budget was too small for the client's aspirations. Does that make sense? And one of the things that I know is a bad idea is trying to do something on the cheap. The problem with being cheap is you end up, you know, always end up costing more, right? And So actually, this was pretty easy to turn down this work. Now listen, you got to be pragmatic. A friend of mine once said, "I like principles, but you can't eat them," and that is true. You know, there may be a moment. You may be in a situation now. It may happen to me, you know, fairly soon, where actually the work that you're offered is the work you need to do. You know, we have to be pragmatic, yeah. But in this particular case, this principle that I always want to do a good job, essentially, which I've tried to follow for 20 years, 20 plus years now, means that sometimes it's easy to turn things down because you look at it and you think, will I be able to do a great job of that? And if the answer's no, you turn it down. And I think, you know, there's all kinds of these kinds of rules that if you can identify them for your particular business, for your particular niche, can really make your life so much easier. And again, it always comes back to story with me, but it's part of the story we tell ourselves, and it's part of a story we tell our clients. And this particular person who offered me this job today may be disappointed that I didn't say yes, but they'll also have another thought about the kind of work that I do, because I was very upfront about why I didn't want to do it. The kind of the quality of the work that I do, the way that I expect people to treat the work. And you know, ultimately what I was saying was I'm not going to take this job because actually it wouldn't be good for you, for me, for either of us. So a principle like that can be, I think, really important. And it's a good thing to think about, isn't it, on a Saturday? When maybe you're not quite so much in the weeds. You can think about these core things. What am I prepared to do? What do I not want to do? What is in the, you know, am I looking at short-term stuff or long-term stuff? And principles are very often, almost always, about the long-term stuff. But the key thing is, if you establish your set of principles, maybe you don't spend so much time in the weeds. Does that make sense? I think it does. Anyway, it's almost 8 minutes, so I'm going to leave it there and leave you to your Saturday. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. And remember that your story means business.